Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we've had another day that He's made. I pray that you have rejoiced and been glad in it. You know, those that are walking in darkness are missing out on a lot of joy because they got a lot of things that comes against them and they have no help with. But you know, you and I, yes, we'll face things that Satan brings against us, but the difference is we've got the help, because we've got the help of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to give us joy even as we go through it. Satan can't win out over God's children, and he knows it. But it don't keep him from trying, because he's always looking for just a little weak spot and just a crack that he may come through to get to you. All right. We're going to be working this evening with the book of Romans. The last week was into it. So with chapter 13, we talked about honor and authority. Now walk in love. Tonight we're going to be in chapter 14. And we're going to start out here kind of with letting man be fully persuaded in his own mind. So we're going to be dealing with several things here. So here in verse 1. Well, first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We're coming to you now as we open your word. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service, to bring to us your word, knowledge from your word, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, but that he's bringing us the truth of your word along with the authority and the strength so that we can grow thereby and grow in faith so that we can become that light that we're supposed to be here on the earth. Now be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Verse 1. Him that is weak in faith receive you, but not to doubtful disputation. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. 3. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God has received him. You know, when it comes to others around us that we deal with and that we will see and meet, we may see things that they do wrong. But we are not their judge. Now, we can go to them and let them know that what they are doing is wrong. But when we go, we don't want to go to where they be anyway to get an argument going. Because, you see, he just told us here not to deal with disputation. In other words, no arguments. We are to deal with them because they are weaker brothers or sisters, whichever the case may be. And we are to deal with them with the love of Almighty God, tenderly, yet strict and in truth. But take the scripture with you so you can show them the truth of what you have told them. That way there's no argument. Because we're not to argue. And we are to love them. We are to pray for them. And if it comes about to where we can, pray with them. There are some you can't pray with because they won't have it. But those that will, it's a good thing to pray with them. And then also, keep on praying for them. Now, it goes on to tell us here in 4. It says, who art thou that judgeth another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Now, one man esteem one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Now, you see, when it comes to things like that, that can cause a lot of hard feelings and a lot of arguments. So we have to deal with them with the love of God, with Scripture, deal with them tenderly. And we must all stand for ourselves before God. 6. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord. For he giveth thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. You see, there was a time to where eating meats brought up a lot of different things. In fact, we can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and we find there some things about the eating of meat. Now, say we start here at verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which has knowledge set at meat, pardon me, in the idol's temple, shall not, pardon me, this little dankness we got out here, kind of work on my sinus. All right, now, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be involved to eat those things which are offered to idols. In other words, what they see you and I do, a lot of times, will tell them that it's all right to do it. But it may not be. That is why we want to always walk with the Lord God. In verse 11, and through, excuse me, and through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. You see, it's how we act in front of others and what we do that can cause them to be so much different than what they should be. And it can cause them to be in the fence unto the Lord our God. And that we don't want. We don't want that at all, to cause somebody else to be in offense. We don't want to be in offense, and we sure don't want to cause no one else to be. But as we just read, it can happen. So we have to be careful of what we do, what we say, and how we act in front of others. Now, verse 7, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Now, but he's talking here about those that are the children of God. Those that are walking in salvation with that verse. Now, verse 9. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. And we know that one day those that have went on are going to come out of their graves to go to be with him. And at the rapture, they're going to come out first, and then those that are alive will be called up with him. Verse 10. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we will. Each one of us. Those that are the children of God will hear him say, good and well done, thy faithful servant, enter into thy rest. But for those that have not lived their life as they should and do not belong, he's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. Now, verse 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. We bow our knees to the Lord, and we pray and confess to God. And now, in our day and time, we have the Lord Jesus in us, and the Holy Spirit in us, and the Father. And when we pray, we are told in God's Word to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. He will hear. And if we know that he hears, we know that because he said so. Then he said, if we know he hears, then we shall have what we ask for. Because, see, in knowing these things, our faith is holding true. And it takes faith to see things done. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Can't nobody else do it for us. Yes, we can hear good sermons and things which will help, because it gets us thinking and gets us knowing and believing that we need something different. No one else can accept it for me. I have to do it. I'm the one that has to give an account unto God. Now, 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. You see, we're not to cause them to fall. We are there to be a help and a strength. And we do that by sharing the Word of God, being there, loving them, and letting them feel that love of Almighty God to give them strength to continue on to make their way to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to be watching what we say and do to others. And always, you see, that's why we're told in God's Word to always speak His Word. Now, 14. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteem anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Now let me give you an example. What are you talking about here? Now, you can take a lot of things that there's nothing wrong with, and yet you can make it wrong for yourself. I'm one, I love coffee. But if I esteem that cup of coffee to be wrong for some reason or another, even though it's nothing wrong with it, and anyone drinking it, there's nothing wrong with it, but I made it wrong for myself. I'll have to leave it alone now. See what I'm talking about? This is what God's Word is talking about. There's a lot of things that are not wrong that we can make wrong. So when you get something there's a little doubt about, go to God's Word for the answer. And if you do, you'll find it. And see what it has to say about it. All right, 15. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. You see, if this meat, so to speak, whatever this is, if it's really bothering him, even if there's nothing wrong with it, and he sees you doing it, it can cause him a lot of trouble and grief, and he can even hold things against you for it, which also would be wrong. But it puts stumbling blocks in his way. So we're not to do that. 16. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. If whatever you're doing is not, nothing wrong with it, just don't do it when he's around and in his way. Now, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to read that one more time. 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. 18. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Think about these things he's telling you here. 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Watch what you are doing around others. Make sure it is always God's way. Now, 20. For meat destroy not the work of God, all things indeed are pure. But it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. You see what it's telling you? You see something that is an offense to you? Don't be a part of it. Don't be a part of it. Even though may not be anything wrong with it. But for some reason it's an offense to you, leave it alone. 22. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Always be looking at yourself. And seeing how you are standing at that time before the Lord God and the things that you're doing. Are they all right in the eyes of God? 23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat. If is something that you have condemned, don't be a partaker of it. But you see what 23 told you. And he that doubteth is damned if he eateth or if he doesn't. Because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Let everything you do be of faith. Uh-oh. You see, it's things like this, this word of God, they are teaching contrary to, is the reason that the word of God says, straight and narrow is the way of salvation, and few be there that find it. This 14th chapter will give you an idea of why that is. Just think about that. And we have so many out here today that are teaching so contrary to this word and causing a lot of people to walk away from God and his word. Oh, they make it flowery. And they'll make up long stories. And they'll have a verse or two here and a verse or two there. that they have taken and changed the meaning of to be contrary to the Word of God. So much of it going on today. That's why our land is getting into the shape it's in now. And you know, we have found out that the world right now is in the process of accepting this idea of a one world money. You know what that'll mean for you? Think about that. And they're also talking about the one world government already. It's closer than what you think. And we all need to be ready. Because we know not when these things will be, but we do know that they are close and getting closer with each and every day. Now, we just went through 14. We probably won't get all the way through 15, but we'll see what the good Lord's got for us. He'll let us know when to stop. 15, verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Help those that are walking in darkness, even though it may take something from us, instead of just always sitting around pleasing ourselves. 2, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. 3, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Who's really? Paul's really talking to us, isn't he? And you know, he wrote this to the church. He didn't write this to sinners. He wrote this to church. 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. We're to be like-minded, in one accord. 6. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we pray to Him. We pray to Him because all glory is His. And we need to be praising and thanking Him every day. And all through the day for things that happen to us, with us, and for us. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promise made unto the fathers. And we know he was. And he himself, when he was born, was circumcised on the eighth day, because they were still under the law. The church age had not begun yet. Now 9, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Praise God. Praise God that Jesus did and was the way that the Word of God was brought to you and I. Now, ten. And again he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. 11. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people. Always praising him. 12. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall raise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to stop there for this evening. Been through a lot in the last couple of weeks since we started this, going through the Bible. And we've learned a lot in a lot of different places in the Bible. Because on Monday, we are in the Old Testament. Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are right now in the four Gospels. Saturday and Sunday, we are in the New Testament. And Monday, we're in Exodus. Right now, in fact, we'll be in Exodus 30, 32, God willing, unless he changes it on us. So forth, it was he that guided me in to doing this way. This was not my idea. This was his. And we have come a long way. We have finished. We started out with Wednesday being the day that we would read Revelation. And we have read the book of Revelation. We have finished it. But I pray that you will spend time with me in God's Word, because they are a lot of things that we don't use at times, and it slips our mind even. And this is one way that a lot of things can be brought back to our memory that we need and can use. And in this terrible day and time in which we are living, we need all of this that we can obtain, this Word of God. Because we can say what this Word says we can say. We can be what this Word said we can be, and we can do what this Word says we can do. But we must know it if we're going to be able to do it. But if we don't know it, then there's no way we're going to do it. So stick with me. And God willing, we can be back together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that we are able to share this word with others. You've made several different ways for us to reach out further than what we could reach otherwise with this internet. In two different ways, you've let us reach out into the world. And we thank you for that. We had a new one in here Friday, Father. And he stated that he had learned a lot from that one subject that day. Now, Father, use us in great and mighty ways as we can use your word, as we're led by the Holy Spirit. Because, Father, we know that we're nothing, but the Holy Spirit that lives within us can reach out through us, can speak through our mouths with authority and with your power. Now, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with our families, work within our families, bring those that are walking in darkness to the knowledge that they need more in their life than what they have, and that they need light. And that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost and all can make heaven their home. Father, keep us through this evening and the night. And as we lay down tonight, Father, may we rest. Wake in the morning fresh, ready to meet a new day, and be back with each other in friendship, fellowship with each other and with the Lord Jesus Christ at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Father, this is my prayer. Amen. All right, all. Have a good night. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Good night, all.